but it went straight down the middle.
Okay, back with you on Sports Talk at the Sportsman's Classic. Thanks to a Major Downer for being with us. Loved his guest tonight. Hope you enjoyed everything that he had to say and bring to you. Speaking of right down the middle, the Gamecocks must have caught a pitch right down the middle as they got a grand slam a little while ago to take a 4-0 lead on Missouri in the top of the third. McGillis with the home run to left field. Gamecocks up 4-0, and Clemson now leading Georgia Tech 2-0. Top of the sixth, they got two runners on. And with that, right down the middle is where we like to take it on the fairways of South Carolina. We welcome in the man who hits it down the – I've never seen George miss a fairway in all my years. He probably has at some point in his life missed a fairway. I wasn't there to see it. We welcome in George Bryan III. Birdies and bogeys and biceps. George is the birdies. I'm the bogeys. Robbie Thames is the biceps. Robbie's not with us tonight, so biceps are relaxing. George, how are you?
Oh, couldn't be better. And, you know, as we get to talking on this radio, we just grow into a very special place. Mistake-free. The longer we talk on the radio, the better we get. And, of course, this is all in our imagination. And, of course, you've never seen me miss a fairway, Phil. Not on the radio. Can't happen.
That's right.
Or a green. Or a putt.
That's right.
We got a lot to cover with golf. This is our golf season. Sometimes I get a little excited and you're gonna have to settle me down. And so
okay.
We got a very special guest tonight that will as best can be done, fill in for Tsunami Robbie while he takes a break. And I'll tell you what, I do want to take this time to throw out and mention that somebody close to him passed, and he is at a funeral. So our thoughts and prayers are with Tsunami Robbie and his family. And so Andrew Allen from Myrtle Beach is going to sub in a little bit, and then he is going to tell us about some cool things coming up in just a bit, Phil. When I'll let you, since you are the captain tonight, I'll let you bring him in when you are ready. But you're right. You sent me a little text. Lots going on. Got pro golf in different places. Got college golf, and you tee it up. I'll follow you today.
Well, very quickly, you know, we got the match play, the World Golf Championships, Dell Technologies match play in Austin, Texas. We're going to have NASCAR and PGA Tour in Austin, Texas the same weekend. How about that? And just looking at some of the winners today as they narrow the field, Kurt Kitayama, Mackenzie Hughes, Colin Morikawa, I think, won. Corin Morikawa won. Siwoo Kim. Or am I reading this on the wrong side? Hang on a second. Make that let's see, Shane Lowry won. He beat Jordan Spieth. Make that Matt Kuchar won over Siwoo Kim. And Jason Day won over Colin Morikawa. Well, I guess they put the word wins on the side of the guy that won. So I want to make sure I get this right. Scottie Scheffler won.
I don't know how many times, Phil. I can't tell you. I don't know how many times I've looked at this, and I guess you picked up. You need to take the lead on figuring this leaderboard out.
It's confusing. Looks like Russell Henley won. Ryan Fox, Cameron Young, Billy Horschel, Ricky Fowler won. Let's see, Nick Taylor, Victor Perez. I got to get on down here a little bit later in the action. So many groups,
Cameron,
and so many different levels.
Cameron Young looks like he won. I can't tell. It's hard for me to tell what I'm looking at. The technology I'm learning.
Yeah.
But it is hard to tell.
I'm seeing here that Billy Horschel beat John Rahm. So anyway, that's that. And they're also playing in the down in the Dominican. That's where the guys who aren't playing in this, they're playing down the Dominican. Am I correct about that?
Yes, and Wesley gets to spend the weekend with his family, so I know his girls will be excited about that. and he missed the cut by a shot. But it is cool to see. Ooh. Ben Martin, he's at 6 under. Jonathan Bird is at 4 under, while Matt Wallace is leading at 11 under. I have to catch a little bit of it on TV, and then saw really good out of Sam Stevens, some good golf. I was looking down the list. We had a couple other of the locals. Indy event, not sure how they fared, but we can look as we scroll the leaderboard.
I got it right here. Scott Brown had a pair of 72, so he's even. Carson Young had a 70 today. He's minus one. Andrew Novak, a 72, so he's minus two. You mentioned Jay Bird and Bill Haas. So those are the ones from here who are going to make the cut. Tommy Gainey, 76, 78, plus 10. DJ Trahan, 76, 72, plus 4. William McGirt, 73, 73, plus 2. And you mentioned Wesley, 72, 73, and he finishes at plus 1. And as you said, the cut must have come in at even par. The cut came in at even par. Yep, so the plus ones didn't make it. And we got college golf. Before we get to your guest, we've got the Liz Murphy in Athens, and you've got South Carolina, fourth-ranked team in the country in the field. And they, after today's opening round, plus two, they're 13 back of Auburn. Auburn shoots minus 11. That's good playing. Florida even, and Virginia is plus one. And for the USC women today, you've got, Matilda Classe did not have it today. She shot an 81. Wow. But Hannah Darling had a 73. Louise Ringquist had a 69. She was the low score for the Gamecocks. And then you've got the tournament at Clemson, the Clemson Invitational. Tigers are ranked 28th, and they lead their own tournament after a round. They are at 7 under, 6 shots ahead of Ole Miss, and Furman is 15th at plus 28. And for the Tigers, the best score of the day for them, let's see, for the Clemson, the best score of the day came from, looks like Annabelle Pancake, shot a 69. And Sydney Roberts shot a 69. So now here's a 68 for them as well. Savannah Gruwall had a 68. One thing about this, George, I'm noticing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They let 8 players play. Usually it's 5, right? But I guess you can different tournaments have different rules.
At 8. I'm not looking. I'm very fortunate to have any technology at all at this point in the day. And I'm not looking at your scoreboard, but typically it's 5 play for 4. You might be looking at some of the individuals who are posting. If you look at the team score, if it's in that 300 range, that means it was a 4 player score. So the team.
Yeah.
But you could be looking at the individuals, and then you have to click on the team part to access who actually is playing in the tournament for the team. Hey, college golf. Golf in the team realm is very difficult to follow. High school golf, for example, and I do want to recognize in a tri-match, Lenrick hosted Westwood. Westwood technically was a host school, and Ben Lippin won the tri-match, and that was this past Tuesday with Grant Zoller, the medalist. In that particular match, Bill, they had 6 players on the team. 4 take the best 4 out of 6. But most of the college team scores are 5 for 4. But occasionally you do see some where it's you'll see a 3 of 4 players and then take below 3, but mostly 5 for 4.
I wanted to mention one Clemson player who you've talked about many times, and that's Isabella Rawl, right? That's somebody you know pretty well. She shot 71.
We've had her on the radio show, Phil, this past spring. She committed to go to Clemson as an 8th grader, to my knowledge.
Wow.
I haven't I think she would be the first one I knew in person that committed that early to go to college to play golf. And so I'm glad to see she is in the lineup and playing well. She is incredibly talented, hardworking, and most importantly, she is a very kind individual. So I tell you what, I think I'm going to encourage, do we have some more college golf? You said you had another leaderboard pulled up, and I'm blanking. I'm all whiffs tonight on my technology. I got
that's okay.
Going.
That's okay. Now that's it for the college golf. I'm going to check for some SCGA stuff. But if you want to bring in your guests, ready to rock and roll.
I would love to. And this segment, our segment, is sponsored by Tsunami Bar Sports, and we have a dealer, a Tsunami Bar Sports dealer, who is from Aner. First of all, this is a man of faith and family. He owns Swing and Putt in Aner, South Carolina, and I'd like to welcome to the team Mr. Andrew Allen. Good evening, Andrew. How are you?
Good evening, Mr. George. How are you doing, sir?
Couldn't be better, and it's really a privilege to have you on our show.
Thank you, sir.
Tsunami Robbie is not with us tonight. He came to visit you last weekend, and I'll let you – you're going to have some time and space to talk about what you do, but first things first, it was a privilege having you in Columbia this past week. You brought your lovely daughter, Sydney, over, and how was the ride home, Andrew? I hadn't spoken with you live since then.
It was real chatty. The visit with you was so productive. And the time is always so well spent when we make the trip up there and see you. And it's just got Sydney so fired up, not just for golf, but believing in herself. And that's what excites me as a father and as a coach more than anything. You know, I look at the sports as a vehicle that we get to use to lead our youth and help them to shape them into being fine, you know, young citizens of the world. And the dedication that you put into it, Mr. George, just makes the trip so worth the while, and all the time we spend with you is well cherished, and we appreciate it.
Well, completely a privilege. And so, Phil, Andrew Allen is a golf and fitness expert. He is one that is not just one who can talk about the golf swing and all the fundamentals that go along with that, but he's very unique in that he is a physiologist and I would call not just a fitness expert, biomechanist, and a wellness. He loves helping people with their taking care of themselves and educating. He's got a place right in the middle of Aner that he hosts his students and his clients and his guests right in his on a property right in downtown Aner. So tell us just a little bit about what you do, Andrew.
Absolutely. And thank you. So we have put together a city block and took half of it and privately fenced it in. And that's nice so that you can have private one-on-one or private group lessons. And so that's real nice. And we've got a putting green, and the same putting green that we have was supersized. It was called the Jordan Spieth package. Because I guess you can figure that the reason why they call that is because that's the exact package they put in his backyard, the company that I chose to put my package together in my backyard. And we put some bunkers in the ground and a rough area to hit out of. And then inside the 40-by-50 building, we have a teaching simulator and software and over 7,000 golf courses and pressure mats and plates and video analysis and a lot of different training aids that make sense. Not tons of them, but the ones that really make sense. Things that help you become aware of your balance, and which is so key in anything athletics, but especially golf, Mr. George. And we teach all ages. If you're old enough to walk, or if you're able to get away from the walker and grab onto a golf club and just come out and putt, we'll take anybody, old and young, from all walks of life. And my whole in my heart, I'm a servant of others. That's how I've always been. And donate, feel great is how I am. And if I won the lottery tomorrow, George, I'd still be doing exactly what I'm doing now, but I'd still charge $1 or $5 or something for lessons because, you know, free people don't value the same. But I'm right where I should be, and I love what I'm doing, and I'm just trying to give all of the things that the Lord has blessed me with in wisdom and knowledge at the age that I've attained at 53 and the things that I've studied with great passion, driven from overcoming a childhood joint disease and to be able to live a pretty normal lifestyle. You know, I've always pushed ahead of that, and I try to help anybody and everybody any way I can when I meet them to help them to realize they could be a better version of themselves in just an instant. It becomes with an intention, and you place that intention before you in your mind, and then you just do it. You start. You have to put a foot in front of the other, and you would be amazed at how much you can grow in your life with that kind of faith. And so that's about us and Swing and Putt here in Ainar.
And then how do we get anybody out there listening? How do they get in touch? What's the best way?
Best way is they can contact me directly at 843-601-1006 and leave a text. They can go on our website at swingandputt.com and reach us that way. And so that's two great ways of reaching us. And the direct line is always available.
Say it again. Say that phone number again.
843-601-1006.
It's a privilege to have you as a dealer of the Tsunami Bar. And Phil, I tell you what, he comes over. We get together, and we just can't. It can't be a 10 to 15 minute session. Not with Andrew and Sydney. We're talking 3 hours goes by in a blink, and before you know it, a half a day, and then the whole day's gone. He is fired up about golf and helping people understand the value of taking care of their bodies and fitness. Phil, he like I said, he's a dealer in Ainar, and I'm not sure we're set up at the Tsunami Bar Sports to direct people quite to you, but we'll be working on that, Andrew. Because if you're heading towards Myrtle Beach, Ainar is right on the way. I think, Phil, you mentioned you drive through Ainar frequently.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, growing up in Latta, I know he knows where Latta is. And through 501 Ainar all the time. Ainar was, when I was in high school, Ainar was one of our big rivals, the Blue Jackets and the Vikings of Latta. Yeah, so I know. I know you know the Grahams, Graham Golf Car business and all that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep. I married into the Skipper family here in Ainar, and Papa Skipper cut hair in the same spot for right at 57 years in downtown Ainar.
How about that? Did you know Freddie Graham?
Yes, sir.
Yep, Mr. Freddie.
Yep, through my wife's family, I've met the Grahams, and they still the Grahams run a very large golf cart business. I'm sure anybody that's ever looked at buying a golf cart in the state of South Carolina and maybe beyond has heard the name Graham's Golf Carts. Not to give a plug for them, but that is the truth. They're rather
that's
big
all, right.
And all things golf
Freddie,
carts. So.
Freddie used to call the show. He would call the show. He's a big Gamecock fan, and he would begin every one of his phone calls with, "This is Freddie from Ainar," and we knew who it was, but everything began with, "This is Freddie from Ainar," and then he would go into what
yes,
it was
sir.
He was calling about. So known him. Actually, I've stopped by a couple of times to visit with him when I've gone through Ainar, but now I'm going to stop by and visit you. I hate to spoil the phone call for you, but at some point here in the near future, I'm going to stop by and say hello now that I know you're there.
That's fantastic. I look forward to that.
Well, that's I got to tell you that Andrew, when the first time he saw the Tsunami Bar, Andrew, describe how you use the Tsunami Bar and what you do with your students, what you see the benefits are. Please, sir.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Well, when I picked the thing up, I I was, what do I have in my hand here? You know, it wasn't stiff, it wasn't loose, and I started to move it, and I noticed it started moving as I moved. And then a light bulb went off in my head, and I was like, well, this thing's good for timing and tempo. What is my timing and tempo? And then I started playing around with locking my arms out and bumping my knees. So it's just kind of gently moving my knees up and down, and to put pressure into the ground to feel where my balance was in my feet. Is it my toes? Am I falling forward? Is it my heels? Is it my flat? And then finding, you know, that balance point. And then I would play around with my arms a little bit and move it back and forth and with some range of motion too. And as I did it, I immediately felt the benefit, because the tsunami bar, for whatever effort you give it out, it gives it back to you and trifold. I mean, it just keeps coming in waves and waves. And the best way I can describe it to me is it feels like it's just bathing my nervous system with an activity that wakes it up. And there's parts of my body, gentlemen and ladies that are listening in, that are awake now, that are inevitably falling asleep as we get older. And at 53 years old now, from using this tsunami bar on a regular daily basis, challenging my balance and working on my whole body from all different angles, I'm about as fit as I've been all the way back to whenever I was very competitive in athletics, you know, in my teen years and 20 years. And to do that at 50, I guess maybe that's the secret, George. We don't know, but maybe Bernhardt Langer has, Mr. Langer has one of these tsunami bars. And that's why he's got the longevity he has, but something's working for him.
Andrew, it was invented in the Clemson weight room for football players. And you know a little bit about the story, but I think greatest beneficiaries are going to be those climbing the ladder in age, and when they think some of that muscle fiber is going to sleep or taking a rest, that tsunami bar will wake it right up. And Phil just gave me the 1 minute countdown, which means we're going to have to putt out here, Andrew. And I love the way you described it. We're going to definitely have him back on the show, because Tsunami Robbie visited last week, so we got to follow that up, maybe even during Masters Week. We'll be doing some extra shows as Masters and Harbortown come rolling around. And Andrew, we'll have you back on the show. Andrew got a little he started sharing with me some of the backwards moves. We'll talk more about that next time you're on, Andrew. So please, please tell Sydney I said hello, and look forward to having you back next time, Andrew. You have a good evening.
Will do, and you gentlemen, y'all do the same. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Andrew.
All right, that's of Swing and Putt over in Ainer, and he gave you all the contact info. Phil, tell you what, it's we do miss Tsunami Robbie. We got a lot to talk about as far as what's during Masters and Harbortown Week. Tsunami Bar Sports got some really cool things that when Robbie's back on, we have on our horizon, including a very special short game area that's under construction right now. A lot of new developments associated with that and other sports. So you can tell my voice is shutting down too, Phil. And until next week, tee 'em high, but shoot 'em low.
As always, George, and right down the middle. Thank you very much, my friend. Great stuff. And thank you, Andrew, for being with us. Appreciate you being on.